You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A woman in Canada who tried to steam her lady parts because Gwyneth Paltrow recommended that she do it on her website, Goop, of course, wound up with severe vaginal burns.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Get some of that Goop money now.
Yeah, she wants that Goop
money. Get that Goop money. You burned your bits.
The 62-year-old woman. Oh. 62.
Ow.
Oh, my God.
Ow.
Grandma?
Ow.
What's going on in there?
I burnt my vagina.
Oh, God. What is there? How?
Andy.
Yeah.
Get in here. Oh. Bring some cream.
Jesus Christ. Whoa. Whoa. Put it away. Put it away.
Put it on.
Oh, God.
Put
damn it.
On me. Save
here.
Me.
I'm going to toss you in the tube.
No, I can't catch. Cream. I dropped it.
Oh, God.
Pick it up.
Oh, it's terrible.
My arthritis.
Oh.
Help.
Stop. Stop wiggling like that.
Get it on there.
We gotta stop. You gotta stop wiggling.
Oh, squeeze the tube at it.
I'm gonna do it from far away. Oh, good.
All right.
I'll try to hit it.
Bullseye. Ah.
Relief.
Of all the things you couldn't help grandma with, that's got to be near the top of the list.
Terrible. 62-year-old old lady.
I love her soothing relief noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah. Thank you.
So this 62-year-old woman mixed an herbal medicine blend in a pan of boiling water and sat over it with her bare vagina for 20 minutes.
It's like it's a whole episode of something.
Yeah. She sustained second-degree burns.
I didn't even feel it.
Stupid. Just dumb.
Wow.
Boiled myself like a pot roast.
Like she steamed herself like vegetables, right? Like, I mean, think about 20 minutes of steam on something.
Why do people still listen to what Gwyneth Paltrow's telling them to do?
For her?
I don't know. She's crazy.
So this steam infused with herbs, apparently, they said, would reduce vaginal prolapse, relieve cramps, and bring about cleansing benefits.
Cramps? She doesn't have cramps. She's 62.
Yeah.
It's just weird that Gwyneth Paltrow just is like making stuff up about what to throw in your vagina.
Well, she'll like catch wind of something and then write a...
Her people write it. Yeah, and they get attention from it, which gets attention to the site, which helps their business because she's loaded because of the site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she doesn't do that. Maybe tried it once or something.
I'm glad you broke that down because I literally thought she was like a vagina scientist herself. Like,
yeah, you
she's
not. So,
she's just testing stuff out on her own.
Just like,
putting different
ketchup.
Things in there.
Ketchup.
The results are in. Nothing.
Mustard's no good. Mustard's
nothing. We shouldn't have to say this, but vaginal steaming is not advisable. There are several doctors who say the benefits of it have not been scientifically proven ever. And like our poor Canadian friend, could result in painful burns.
Yeah.
The vaginal area is super sensitive, and these types of burns, they say, can be painful and difficult to treat. They had a lot of trouble helping the 62-year-old woman's vagina heal.
I bet.
Man.
Help.
Oh, God, again? I told you not to read that Goop.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you put in there now?
Lava.
Oh, God.
I'll
get the cooling cream, but you got to put it on yourself.
Jump up and bit me.
Lava in your vagina.
Bubbling lava.
Yeah, where'd you even get lava?
I made it.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Someone said, was she squatting over the stove? No, she just had a pot of boiling water. She took the pot off the stove.
If she was over the stove, that makes it 1,000 times funnier.
Yeah. It does. If she's squatting over a stove with an action boil.
She got up there, but, you know.
Help.
Yeah.
Okay, James, I don't know if you were a part of this last night. Did you watch the new 90210?
You know what? I actually watched some of it last night. Yes, I did.
I forgot it was on.
I did, too, until I saw this morning.
Watched it, but...
So this is, the premise is, they're kind of playing amped up versions of their real life selves, right?
Kind of, yeah. It's weird. Like, I missed the first half hour, so I didn't really understand what was going on. But they're playing themselves, so they're all their normal names, but they have, like, fictitious spouses, I believe. But they're all complaining about them trying to reboot the 90210 show and making all sorts of cash. and they want to get in on it. So it seems like it's going to be a show about them trying to do a 90210 reboot show, but like not like a reality version.
Okay, it's so weird. High on acid and thought that mixing Inception and Beverly Hills 90210 was a goddamn good idea. Yeah,
exactly. I was so confused last night.
What the hell? Really makes you think.
Because I saw something on TV yesterday for like a split second, and it looked like it was Shannon Doherty talking about like saving the animals.
Yeah, that was a clip from the show.
Okay, and then like everyone was like, and I was like, oh my God, so shit. But I didn't realize the context that I was seeing it in. And I was like, I thought it was legitimate, like Shannon Doherty was trying to save the animals, and her co-stars were like, what a bitch.
No,
like,
that's exactly what it was. From the show right there.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it was on TV, and I was like, what the?
It's almost like they wanted to be like Curb or like a Larry Sanders show.
They say they're poking fun at the real life perceptions of them.
Exactly.
Is there any clips of it anywhere online? Probably not.
Did anyone care?
There probably will be clips.
Yeah.
Ian Ziering's really trying to get sort of an acting award.
This is it here. The gang reunites.
Oh, God.
Well, this is weird. Oh, come on, we're all thinking it.
Yeah, I like that the anniversary brought us together. I can't believe that we are all here.
I wish that were true.
Yikes. Andrea Zuckerman looks like she's 75.
Yeah. Yeah.
She looks 75. She looked 75 when the first show came out.
She looked older. She looked like a mom in the first.
Yeah, but
you know,
now she looks like someone's grandma. Like grandma.
I don't know how she got that job.
I don't know.
Well, it's so great to see all you guys. Come here, you.
God damn.
Come here, you.
Give me some of that. I want some of that. And my wife said Shea killed it on the red carpet.
Yeah, she is a red carpet assassin.
Really sucks is that Luke Perry isn't there.
Yeah.
So I've
done it.
I had to hear about this from the guild.
Yeah, it's my dialing hand.
Does it hurt?
Okay, seen enough.
Wow.
Seen enough.
Phenomenal acting skills on this show.
That was rough.
Man.
It was a rough,
You see the scene where Ian Ziering finds out his wife's sleeping around on him.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Of course his wife's sleeping around.
They're trying to be a douchebag.
They're trying to be funny.
I hate that guy.
He's on my. Remember when we talked to him on the show and he corrected? I said his name wrong and he corrected me. And then he was a total douchebag through the rest of the interview.
Man, we didn't want to take Sharknado as a serious fool.
A bad track record with celebrity interviews. Yeah.
Well, how could you have a good record when somebody's telling you call him Ian? I'd be like, okay, Dennis.
I'm the completely wrong name.
Yeah.
We're here with Dennis Ziering.
We're talking to Whitney. She's from 90210, and it's Ian Ziering.
By the way, they did pay tribute to Luke Perry, I guess, last night a couple of times, but at the very end, and spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, it's nothing new. It's just a flashback, a scene where Dylan drives Brandon to the beach and tells him, welcome to paradise, man. Welcome to your dream come true. And then they went to black and said, for our friend Luke Perry.
It was kind of an emotional moment.
That was
a great tribute. Just like the dialogue that he had, like those two characters had together. Like, this is the place of your dreams or whatever. I was like, oh man, Luke Perry. That was a really heart-touching moment for me.
Sorry, Jess, I don't mean to be rude.
Yeah.
Just having you say
right
it was
there, yeah.
kind of an emotional moment. It was unexpected.
Kind of an emotional moment.
This is taped off the TV.
Yeah, this is a moment.
Yeah. No,
they're watching.
It's part of the show.
Okay.
Welcome to paradise, man. Welcome to your dream come true.
Man, did chicks like him. I hated that guy because chicks liked him so much.
Every dude started James.
I'm okay. I got goosebumps.
I know.
It's sad.
It's so sad.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
He like altered the style of most kids in high school when that show came out. Kids started growing sideburns down and stuff like that because he had sideburns for a little bit. And
me and my friends were in love with him.
Of course.
Yeah. Every girl in my school was in love with
exactly.
that guy.
Yeah.
You're right. That's why most guys hated him.
Yeah. I hated him.
Like, shut up about 90210.
In fact, in our school, we pumped up Ian Ziering, calling him the ultimate style because it was such a slap in the face to all the girls that were like
in love with all the other guys on that show, and we're like, the coolest guy is Ian, whatever his name was on the show.
Denny Garth was the hottest on the show, like female.
Yeah. Oh, by far. Oh, my God. I don't know how the old broad got that job.
I don't either.
She was like 40 playing an 18-year-old.
Yeah, that's weird. What they were all
and
supposed
now
to be.
She's 72.
Yeah.
For the reboot.
Yeah, it looked like that reboot looked like a bunch of alcoholics taking their grandma out for
the brunch.
That was the perfect description of that episode.
Like, it's the craziest thing.
A bunch of alcoholics take their grandma out
tonight on 90210.
Where are we going?
Come on, grandma. You know we're alcoholics.
I guess TGI Fridays it is. It's at the mall. It's convenient.
Five Alcoholics Take the Grandma Out is a better show than
it is.
Right.
It is.
I'd watch that.
All my grandchildren are alcoholics. let me guess. They're going to have another round.
I'd watch that.
For sure. They like their Long Island iced teas.
Applebee's.
They won't tell you, but keep them coming.
I check every one of them for a flask. These things get goddamn wild when we go on.
Maitre D, can I talk to you for a second?
Final thing, how do you think it did in the ratings?
I don't know.
The numbers haven't come in yet, but you think it was a hit?
Well,
what's nostalgia?
If James watched it, then if James
watched it,
and it was what's going in its favor, it was new in the summer. There's not a lot of new programming on right now.
I didn't know it was on. I missed the news.
I feel like the debut will be the highest rated show of the reboot. Yeah, it's just going to go down from here.
Jeez, nostalgia is huge right now, guys.
Yeah, she was 55 years old when she was playing that teenager.
I don't even get it.
She's got to be close to...
See the sideburns?
How old is she?
She's 85.
There she is. People have been searching for her. Like, how old is that old bitch? They want to know. She's 58. She's 58.
She's 58.
She's almost 60 years old.
Yeah.
So it is taking
she was like grandma 10, out. 12 years older than a lot of those.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Two of them are still alcoholics. One of them's recovered.
Tonight.
Just stop.
Hey, newsflash, you guys want to make some extra money tonight, you want to pat them down, they got bottles of wine stuffed in their pants.
They got those bags of wine they wear.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, people are like, the old chick was the daughter of the producer. No.
Someone said they did actually make her a grandmother on the new show.
She's the grandma.
She is.
Wow.
Of course
she is.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's, yeah, you have yeah, to.
You yeah, had yeah. to, yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A woman in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, fought off a guy who broke into her apartment by biting him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, more like gumming him.
Oh.
Because she didn't have her teeth in.
Oh.
Get out. Amazing. Okay, imagine Tracy Morgan plays an old lady.
Wow. Mm.
Okay, to me... That's what we're looking at here.
All right, I'm ready.
Here's the story of what happened from WSVN-TV. Take a listen.
He was telling me, no, mama, everything gonna be all right. Everything's not gonna be all right. I'm not your mama. I don't know who you are. Get out of my house.
Police say Fitzroy Morgan tried to break into 61-year-old Alice Coleman's Fort Lauderdale apartment early Monday morning. And if that's the case, he picked the wrong person.
I was able to bite him, and I didn't even have my teeth in my mouth like now. They say, my brother and them say, how did you bite him? I say, with the little teeth I got, I bit him.
Alice says she woke up early to the fire alarm going off. When she opened her front door to check it out, she says Morton pushed his way in.
I felt some kind of danger. I sensed it, and I seen that look on his face. My life were in danger.
But Alice is a fighter, and the man nearly half her age was no match.
I ran out, and when I ran out, he locked himself in here, locked me out of my own place.
She ran to a neighbor's and called police.
The police came, and they asked me where he was. I told them that he was in my apartment. The police knocked on the door and said, police, he opened the door. And when he opened the door, they pulled him out and put the handcuffs on him and took him in the car.
Fitzroy Charles Morton.
He was still in cuffs when he stood before a judge Tuesday morning, now facing three felonies.
And the court does find probable cause.
Not surprising, because cops say while locked in the apartment, Morton was up to no good.
Uh-oh. He had a big butcher knife here and two butcher knives here.
With Morton locked up, Alice is back to her spunky self.
Shrimp scampi. That's
shrimp scampi.
Oops, but when it comes to being home alone,
she is naked
she's
in that.
Taking it.
She's very naked.
I'll be more careful.
Did you see that? Go back a bit.
She's naked under her.
Go back a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I don't know.
Oh, that wasn't good.
Spunky
over at nighttime.
Watch.
Scrimps. That's what I'm making.
Watch this.
But when it comes to being home alone, she's taking a different approach.
I'll be more careful from now on when I open my door. I open my door with my taser.
I love her.
If Tracy Morgan and I ain't got no shoes or nothing, Jesus.
Yeah.
If they had a baby, it'd be this woman.
Yes.
Then well, I got bronchitis.
Yeah. Yes. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't,
yes. Yeah. If she and Tracy Morgan.
Yep.
She handled the scariest looking dude, too. They busted in to her house. Like, it's crazy. I have knives here. Knives here. I'm making scampi, baby.
Shrimp scampi.
Shrimp. Well, it's hard. She only has a couple teeth, right?
I think she said scrimp.
Shrimp.
She said scrimp.
Scrimp
scampi.
Scrimp scampi. Scrimp scampi. What am I making?
Scrimp.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing but scrimp.
She's full of surprises.
And two butcher knives here.
With Morton locked up, Alice is back to her spunky self.
Shrimp scampi.
Shrimp scampi.
It looks delicious.
Scrimp.
Shrimp scampi.
Yeah, it looks good.
She was great. She had a crazy night.
She did.
She's like, oh, hell no. I got to get back to my left. Shrimps.
So, yeah, she just left.
Thought about back to how this all happened. That guy pulled a fire alarm to get people out so we could get into a
yes. Right? I think he was out of it.
That's crazy.
You wouldn't think that you go out for a fire alarm. There's just someone there waiting to.
She's like, I bit him till he ran out.
She gummed him.
And then I went back in my scrim camp.
If you want to see what Tracy Morgan and not today's love child looks like, you can go. Was it not today? What was her slogan? It was
ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, that's right. Not today was a different.
That's a different. Yeah, not today.
Not today.
That's a different. That's a different.
Got no shoes and nothing, Jesus. Is that a ginger ale or something? What?
Oh
God! It's so long ago. It's hard to think of her. What she?
A cold pop.
Cold pop. I don't know why I said ginger ale.
Maybe it was.
I don't know. Ain't got no shoes, nothing, Jesus. There's here. Sweet Brown.
Chateau DeVille Apartments near Northwest 23rd and Villa. Five units were damaged and the entire complex may be without electricity for some time. Red Cross is assisting displaced families. One resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. Somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. She's great. Yeah. I love her.
Sweet Brown.
I love her. Sweet, sweet Brown.
She's a good storyteller.
She's gone.
Is
what?
She died?
No, I don't know.
Oh my God, Chuck. I thought you knew.
She might be.
She might be. Bronchitis got her.
No, it didn't. She's hopefully. That was 7 years ago.
I wish she would have wore some shoes or something, Jesus. Yeah. That bronchitis got her.
It's too bad.
All these years, I've convinced myself she went to get a cold ginger ale. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's a funny thing. Ginger ale's an odd choice.
Well, it's just supposed to soothe if you have, like, you know, bronchitis.
She just wanted a cold pop.
Just a cold pop. Yeah. If you want to see this woman we're talking about from Fort Lauderdale, the link to the news story is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can see what Tracy Morgan's love child looks like up there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
All right, I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. A diver was attacked by a shark in Florida.
Sure.
But lucky for him, a group of medical professionals just happened to be going by on a boat when it happened.
That's luck.
It is incredible luck. ABC News has this guy's story. Take a listen.
In a bloodied wetsuit and in desperate need of help, watch as this spear fisherman crawls aboard a charter boat.
Look at all the blood.
Video just kind of...
Yeah, it doesn't look like his...
Miami saying he'd just been bitten by a shark while diving nearby.
He had bite marks in about three different places.
You guys, it's buffering.
A group of nurses from Texas, including Christine Haynes and Gliza Martin, happened to be on board and sprung into action tonight, describing
looks
the moment.
Like they're just
they
letting him die
life
on the ground.
Well, our first instinct, of course, was to stop the bleeding because we wouldn't want him to lose consciousness from loss of blood. He was already getting dizzy.
The crew rushing the fisherman to land where he was taken to the hospital. He's been recovering since Saturday.
Everyone remained extremely calm. It was a very team. It was a team effort. All hands on deck.
David, the most recent attack here. In a span of just 9 days, most happening in New Smyrna Beach, also known as the shark attack capital of the world.
Hey, are you okay?
Are you like?
We're super calm.
Are you dead?
Are you gonna just die there?
Seriously, let us know. Are you dead?
Wow. You got bit like three times or something.
Jesus Christ.
Don't touch him, guys.
Ew, gross.
I'm sure New Smyrna Beach doesn't advertise the fact that they're the shark attack capital of the world.
Imagine walking to New Smyrna Beach.
That's your welcome sign.
I tell you, tourism takes a hit every year.
How would you like to be like the town that's right beside that beach or whatever, but you're like...
Yeah.
Because you know you get tons of bites, too.
Right.
Like, it's just at least we're not new there. We're like, but we aren't known as that.
Well, I'm glad we're not New Smirnoff Beach.
Smirnoff.
New Smirnoff Beach.
I went to that New Smirnoff Beach. I lost my legs.
South of Daytona.
Didn't feel it.
A shark bit all my fingers off.
It's a big surf hub, too.
Can you just, like... stop bleeding so much.
I guess they didn't get the rescue on video. I don't know. They must have missed that part.
Yeah, like they definitely don't have it. He was just bleeding on the boat, laying there begging for help.
If I remember my training, I'd say to let him bleed and wiggle.
Is there a doctor on board this boat?
Oh, no. Just us.
Just us.
Oh, geez.
Well, we're not doctors.
Guys, that's good. We should just throw him back in. It's going to ruin our Saturday.
Seriously, there's blood everywhere.
Just throw him right back in. Sharks will get him.
Let's not miss him.
Let's hope they were better than that.
He's wearing a wetsuit.
Didn't seem they give him a lot of credit for what appeared to be not much.
They sure did. Yeah. I mean, they pulled him out of the water. Yeah. That's really what it seems like happened, and maybe rushed him to shore.
Yeah, that guy was like, "Hey, losing consciousness. Are you bitches going to do anything?"
Sorry.
I thought you said you were nurses.
Just hang in there, okay, bud?
Oh, I don't know if I can.
Just shh. Go to your eternal sleep.
Don't they say during shock not to go to sleep?
Just go to sleep.
Don't they say not to go to sleep?
We're tired of you talking. Just go to sleep.
Oh, okay.
In music news this morning, remember the story we talked about the Canadian woman who blasted Metallica to scare away a cougar?
Mm-hmm.
Well, James Hetfield heard about that and reached out. Here's the story from CTV News in Vancouver.
A Vancouver Island woman who credits Metallica for saving her life got to thank the head vocalist himself.
Head vocalist.
Head vocalist.
Get out of here.
A couple weeks ago near Duncan, Denise Galad felt a cougar stalking her, so she made herself look as big as possible and shouted at the big cat. When that didn't work, she turned to her iTunes and blasted Metallica's Don't Tread on Me. It worked, and the cougar slinked away. This story has been making headlines around the world, and it eventually got the attention of James Hetfield, who actually gave her a call.
He looks like the Quaker Oats guy now.
He does look like the Quaker Oats guy.
So sad.
Oh, he does. He looks like the Quaker.
It's surreal how
so
quickly
bad.
It happened.
Oh, me.
The fact that he's so down to earth and such a great person. I'm really pleased him, but... to find that out.
After oh, the look phone at call, him. He sent her.
He looks like the Cowardly Lion. That's what that meme has been around for a long time.
He does
right?
look like the Cowardly Lion.
He looks like the Cowardly Lion. And whether that's fake or not, the meme that goes around is like him saying, okay, enough with this already. Oh, was that real or was that fake?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it was real.
He was like, okay, stop saying
that. Yeah, enough of it. He thought, like I think he thought it was funny.
Pictures of clouds that look like penises.
Exactly.
You know, probably the same scenario he's in with the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah.
Same scenario.
I was trying. Yeah. No, yeah, but so this is that the, one. That's
is this
one.
Real? Stop sending me this.
Aw.
Yeah, that was his last.
He does look
it's
like.
It's tough to be a like, badass singer when you're being compared
aging
to
the Cowardly like, Lion. When you look exactly like the Cowardly Lion. It sucks when people put that together. Oh, no, they know. They know I look like the Cowardly Lion.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me courage, I desire.
Oh, damn.
He does. If you've never seen it, just put James Hetfield, Cowardly Lion, and you'll...
I'd love to see a made-for-TV movie where they're like, James Hetfield as the Cowardly Lion.
Oh, my God, if they did like one of those live TV Wizard of Oz
or
something.
Hard Rock Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Like The Wiz, but like Hard Rock version?
Right.
To me, it was the last. I don't know where they were. There was a big outdoor venue, and it just, he looked a lot older.
Marilyn Manson as Dorothy.
You'd be like the Wicked Witch.
Yeah, you'd totally be the Wicked Witch. That's perfect casting.
Rob Zombie is the Tin Man.
What's that be good?
You might be a better Scarecrow.
Rob Zombie.
With all that fringe and stuff that he has up on
he would be a good Scarecrow.
Yeah, whatever the chick is, Hailstorm, she could be like Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. I think we got a cast. We're good. Was there another
Marilyn
one?
Marilyn Manson.
There was the lion, the Tin Mouse, him as Scarecrow.
I like Marilyn Manson as Dorothy myself.
Yeah, I mean, it is a wild one. It's a wild one.
They actually have the band Toto, but in like miniature versions of them as the dog.
As the dog Toto.
And the band Toto.
Come on, Toto. Come on, Toto.
And it's all the Toto guys.
Just every time.
All running.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Be fun to watch. Look at that.
The Hard Rock. It's already better than half the movies out there.
Yeah. It's at least an original idea.
Mm-hmm.
David Draymond as the Munchkin King.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.